This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the baseball wall dedicated to American servicemen and women who have died in Iraq. But first, there it is, the state song of Maine, cleverly entitled The State of Maine Song, and it's a sign that, once again, our occasional series on this year's swing states in the presidential election is back. Our partners at Slate Magazine are visiting the potential battleground states and writing about what makes each unique. Joining us today to talk about Maine is Slate assistant editor and New England native Julia Turner. Julia, I'm not going to ask you to hum the rest of that tune. Let's just start with a brief profile of Maine's recent voting history. In 2000, Maine went for
Al Gore.
By how big a margin?
Gore got 49%, George W. Bush got 44%, and Ralph Nader had 6%.
What about Maine's recent history?
Well, since 1964, Maine has voted for 5 Republicans and 5 Democrats.
And how many electoral votes are at stake in Maine?
4.
Okay. There's some basic facts. Julia, on your recent trip to Maine, you found a pretty high level of interest and engagement in this election. We always hope for that, I guess, but it sounds from your Slate article as though it can get a little confrontational there.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. Mainers seem to be engaging in a fair amount of sticker warfare. I met several people who had had their bumper stickers ripped off their car and replaced with the sticker of the other candidate. I also was sitting in an empty ballroom in Portland, just writing up some notes after a press conference, and a guy came running into the room and said, "Can I have that?" And I had no idea what he was talking about, and I realized he was pointing at a sign that said Carrie Edwards that was still stuck on the podium. They seemed very engaged.
You interviewed some folks there to illustrate these strong feelings, and here's a 65-year-old former Marine you talked to. Now he's a hot dog vendor. His name is Cliff Roy. He doesn't like John Kerry, but he doesn't want 4 more years of Bush either.
Senior citizens are getting robbed. Our vets are getting robbed. We got a new crop of veterans coming in. They're paying for this stupid war. All I want to do is I want to see a Democratic mother or a Republican mother who just buried a son or daughter and say, "By golly, this is all right." Well, it ain't going to happen because the government's got this system so buffaloed.
That does sound like a Yankee, an out-of-sorts Yankee. How much is the war an issue in Maine?
Well, it's a pretty big issue in a couple different ways. I would say around Portland and in the southern half of the state, there's a lot of sort of fervent lefty anti-war sentiment. But then also Maine has a fair number of people serving in Iraq, including some of the state's National Guardsmen. And that can play both ways. I think for some family members, the service of people and their family has turned them against the war. For other people, it's given them a reason to support it.
So here's an unusual thing about Maine that you write about. It's possible for the candidates to actually split the electoral votes. The only other state that allows that is Nebraska. It's never happened in Maine, but you say it actually could this year.
The way that it works is that 2 of Maine's electoral votes go to whoever wins the popular vote in the entire state. And then whoever wins the popular vote in the first congressional district gets the third, and whoever wins the popular vote in the second congressional district gets the fourth. When Gore won the state in 2000, he won the first district, which is the southern half of Maine, by a comfortable margin. But he won the northern half of the state by just 1% of the vote. It's about 5,000 votes. So that district is a lot closer and actually might go for Bush.
Here's a local issue. Maine's a big hunting state, and there's an initiative on the ballot that would outlaw so-called bear baiting, which means putting out food to attract bears, and when they come in, you shoot them. How might that affect the presidential race? No more bear baiting ballot.
Well, as you might imagine, Maine's bear hunters tend to be Bush voters, and they actually tend to live in that second district that might be close. It's more rural. But I talked with Edie Leary, who works for a pro-hunters group, and she said that one issue with hunters is that deer season starts on October 30th.
It starts just a couple days prior to Election Day, and bear season starts a little bit before that. So basically, November 2nd, you will have both bear hunters and deer hunters in the woods. Certainly, we're reminding hunters that if they plan to be gone on Election Day, to vote absentee.
All right, Julia, there's the bear baiting ballot initiative. You have a big liberal-conservative divide in Maine. 39% of the voters there identify themselves as independent. You have the possibility of splitting the electoral vote. With all of that, how do you think Maine will vote in November?
If I had to bet money on it, I would probably go for Kerry, but I'm not sure I'd bet a whole lot. I think Bush might be able to pick up one electoral vote in the North.
opinion and analysis from Slate's Julia Turner. You'll find her article on Maine and the rest of the Swing State series at slate.com. Julia, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thanks very much.